This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Here we go. It is hour number five of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Time now for a proper round tripper. Let's go around the bases. I'm going to get this party started over here, Woolchuck. I'm looking at today's piece from Evan Grant. How much more realistic is contending going into this spring training than last year when they were already wrecked by injuries? I think we were drunk on the celebration and the exhilaration of winning, and especially because of how the 23 September ended. We're like, oh, we can overcome this adversity. Just stay 500 for half the season. And now, you know, you're entering in a much better position to potentially contend. My question for you guys here, and the Franklin injury attorney text line is open. Are the Rangers back to being a disappointment of a franchise that we knew for decades before 2023? Or is this now a continuation of the new Rangers that Chris Young has carved out of the clay for us here in North Texas? What do you think, Woolchuck?
I think it's a continuation of the new Rangers. We talked to Dave Raymond earlier. I love what they've done in terms of trying to build this lineup back up. I think a lot of it last year was injuries, was terrible for the offense, and you also had regression. I think a lot of the Jonah Heim stuff is the guy was just asked to play so much over the last 3 years, really, as the starting catcher, and he didn't have anybody to platoon with him that they really felt confident about. So the wear and tear on his body, and then you go through an entire postseason run, I think it caught up to him. So now you're able to really give yourself a break because you add a guy in Kyle Higashioka who had 17 homers last year with the Padres. Yeah, I think that's going to help. Berger's an improvement. Now, Nathaniel Lowe 2 years ago was awesome. Berger's a guy that can come in and I think give you a little bit more power. I love the addition of Jock Peterson. Hopefully you get Josh Young and Evan Carter back healthy. But I think Evan Carter, who did start the season poorly, a lot of that was because he was never right. Yeah. And I think Adolis Garcia, the same thing. Like, Dolly to me is just too good. He's not going to put up back-to-back stinkers. So I think from an offensive standpoint, they'll be much closer to the team they were 2 years ago than the team they were last year.
And that was noted, like, Garcia and Heim were both nursing things and talking about a slow ramp-up and a slow build, and they never really got going. Of course, DeGrom and Tyler Mahle were hurt, you know, and we're thinking, oh, well, you know, this is going to be just fine. But I think some of that was denial. We were also probably in denial about how bad the bullpen was. Chapman had left. You're still depending on Leclerc, who didn't last a month. No. And, you know, Mr. Only October, Josh Spores, who might be back midseason this year. But I think you could be more confident that maybe this bullpen isn't going to be one of the worst in baseball. Maybe they could be average. But, you know, there's a lot more optimism that's grounded with evidence. Like, DeGrom has already thrown 8 bullpens this offseason. His next throwing session, by the way, is going to be tomorrow, which will be exciting. We'll be looking for an update on that. You have the Rangers Hot Stove Show coming up at 7 o'clock, by the way, if you're looking for more baseball conversation.
Yeah, I think that this baseball team, I will always have hope and high hopes for it as long as that general manager's in place.
Yeah.
Because he will not he will not sit on his hands.
No.
He will. Now, we'll see what happens with the bullpen stuff. We'll see. But I think that he's one of these guys that identifies problems quickly, and then he does his best to remedy them the quickly as he can.
Yeah.
So as long as he's in that chair, I'll always feel good about this team not reverting back to the days of when they were perennial losers.
Now, I'll tell you one thing that does give me a little bit of concern and trepidation is the DeGrom injury history. Evan Grant, reporters asked yesterday, are you considering six-man rotation? They said no. I don't see why not, Wolchek. If you have seven or eight guys who could be starters, if you include Leiter and Gray, I mean, they have more than enough. And I don't know. I think this might be Ray Davis saying, no, I'm paying this much for DeGrom. I want him at the ballpark getting butts in seats every fifth day.
I could understand that from Ray's perspective as well. I mean, you want to get what you're paying for, and I just haven't had a guy for a year plus, right? But I think if you look at the entire rotation as a whole, you've got Evaldi, who was banged up at parts last year, and I don't think that's changing with age. Tyler Malley's coming off of a Tommy John and was also injured at the end of last season. Gray's dealt with his own problems. Cody Bradford's a guy that you're talking about. Is he a starter? Or is he a long reliever?
I think with him, it doesn't matter.
I think Cody Bradford should be a starter, but I think all of these guys, you look at the innings, they could probably benefit from being stretched out and helped out by a six-man rotation to try and just keep all of them fresh.
Yeah, you know, injuries are a bigger part of pitching than ever because they're throwing with more torque and more spin and more power. Let me ask you this, as long as we're on pitching, I know we're excited about Kamar Rocker. Considering he hasn't stacked up the innings, I'm surprised we haven't heard about him. I mean, historically, young guys, Nolan Ryan started as a reliever. Like, Kamar Rocker would be in closer consideration for me. Why not?
He's not very accurate. You know?
Neither was Chapman.
With the ball placement?
Yeah, I remember there were some talks about there would be an inning where he would be really, really on it, and then there would be that location was a problem for him. And I don't know if I would... I think his demeanor would be an absolute closer demeanor.
Yeah.
His dad was
nasty.
His family. He's got that
intimidating?
Kind of, yeah.
I mean, that door's going to open up, and the no hitter's question. Knees are going to start shaking.
No question. But I just worry if you put him in a situation that high leverage, will his location be good enough?
Start walking guys.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden, it's now you've wrecked the guy.
Okay, we have 28 of the Rangers' 33 spring training games this year are going to use an automatic ball strike system.
Ooh.
Okay, they'll be able to challenge until they get two unsuccessful challenges. This will be pretty cool. I guess my thought is, if it's right there and it's in black and white, ball or strike, how far away are we from just saying, hey, instead of appealing to this thing and limiting how many times you can correct a bad call, why not just have this be the ball and strike system? I think we're getting there, although they're not going to be in place at all for the 2025 season. Maybe this is the next step in that direction, but I think it's just so easy that you mess up balls and strikes. Like, even in the story, they said a lot of times hitters are convinced. They're standing right there. They're convinced it wasn't a strike, and then they appeal, and it's like, well, actually, that was a strike. It's difficult for them to tell. It's difficult for the ump to tell. The ball's moving too fast. There's too many planes. Plus, every human has a blind spot in their vision, you know? So it's very scientifically explainable why at least 10% of the calls could be debated.
It's. I mean, MLB's done a good job with this. They did it with the pitch clock, too, where they'll try it out in spring training, minor leagues.
I'm grateful for the pitch clock.
Same. Thing. And if it ends up being successful, I think they've tried this out in the minors. If the pros like it during spring training, it'll be kind of cool to get, you know, firsthand eye point of view when we go out there to surprise and get to see this in some of the games. I think it would probably just be a matter of time. Maybe next year you start to see it incorporated into the professional, actual, meaningful games.
Did you do the...
Who's the ump's going to argue with? And the manager's going to argue
that's
with?
That's the big thing, right?
Yeah. Get the dirt on the
Rosie from the Jetsons.
Hey there, Mr. J.
There is going to be an adjustment on that, you know, and I think the personality, it matters, especially in a 2.5-hour game now. You know, you get a little bit of breakup, you get some good arguings. That can definitely be part of the show. Did you do the WFAA rankings of the eight best giveaways last night, Wolchuk, or did you just do some of the highlights?
No, I just mentioned what we had. I don't know what they ranked as the eight best.
We were pretty happy about all.
They've got quite a good list.
I mean, the good news is they still have the World Series replica rings. Yeah. Corey Seager's coming up May 1st. June 19th, more Simeons. You'll have Evan Carter August 6th, Bochy August 13th. So the World Series replica rings are by far, if you are a promotional item type of dude, the one to look for. Number two is the True Brand 1985 Road Gray hat that they're remaking. I just don't know. Like, True Brand makes the best constructed baseball style hat. Like, the materials that they use to put this thing together are incredible. I don't know if they're going to reach that same standard with a giveaway hat. You know, if this is an authentic True Brand hat, then I think it's an incredible score. But if it's like a knockoff version of it or a cheaply made version of it, I don't know if I'd want that.
Who wore a gray hat?
In 85, in day games. And it was a gray day hat, 1985.
Man.
Yeah, they were doing a lot of stuff back then.
Louisiana when that was going on.
Yeah, the glizzy hat that you talked about ranks number three. The Mandalorian Kamar Rocker bobblehead. I don't know the origination of that, but that's May the 4th.
Sounds pretty. May the 4th be with you.
So they're doing a Star Wars thing there. The Jake Burger Whataburger comes in fifth.
That's the jersey, right?
Yeah.
We're in on that, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. We're going to need five of those.
Yep.
We're going to need a Corey Seager Superman bobblehead dolls on July 20th. But how about the AEW Wrestling Night Championship belt bag? That's what that is. The AEW Night. It's not a fanny pack, but it's also not a full-on wrestling belt. It is like a bag that looks like a championship belt. I think that AEW, that might be number one. Look at that thing right there. Don't you want to take that to games?
That's pretty cool.
You put your wallet and keys in there.
Oh, that's really cool.
Go to a game? Yeah. Heck yeah, you would want that. And number eight was the Elvis Night, which is coming up June 28th. Here's Wolchuk with some more proper round tripper.
Well, some other news just around Major League Baseball. You don't have to worry about Alex Bregman anymore inside the division. Agreed to a three-year, $120 million deal with the Boston Red
Sox. Give some of that money back to the school there.
Yeah,
go for it. And he's got an opt-out after every year.
He's going to end up cashing in big time. He's really banking on himself here. And Boston's a good place for him to be. Two-time World Series champ, World Series champion during his 9 years with Houston. 260, 26 homers, 75 ribbies last year. But good riddance. Thank you for not being huge. Part of the AL West. I'm happy about this.
Yeah, me too.
And then we know the starting pitchers for the Tokyo Series, which is between the Dodgers and the Cubs this year. Yoshinobu Yamamoto is going to get the start along for the Dodgers versus Shota Imanaga. So that's going to be awesome. You get two Japanese pitchers that will be starting against each other opening day in the Tokyo Series in Japan. So it's pretty awesome. The Dodgers, of course, winning the market in the bidding war there for Yamamoto. And then Sasaki as well this offseason, which I guess, you know, it's a bummer for the Rangers, but not a surprise. That handshake deal, that turned out to be true. Nick Pivetta, he's signing a deal with the Padres. Veteran righty agreeing to a four-year, $55 million deal. He declined qualifying offers from the Red Sox. So the Red Sox may be using some of that money that they didn't get for Pivetta over to lure Alex Bregman away. And then yesterday, Evan Grant had some observations from first day of spring training, Kamar Rocker being one of those observations. And he said, I asked Chris Young if he can compare or contrast Kamar's situation this spring to Wyatt Langford's in 2024. The point being, it certainly seemed like Langford had all but made the team when camp began, and it feels like momentum is moving in that direction for Rocker. CY saying, quote, I think our pitching options are significantly different than where we were with our outfield options last year. We are very excited about Kamar. I think he has the opportunity to make our team, and we are going to see how it goes. We'll see who's healthy and how guys have thrown the ball, but if he certainly one pitcher who's in our plans, can't tell you exactly how at this point, Gavin.
Okay.
But he's in the plans.
I'd be creative. You have more than enough starters. This guy was so electric. I wouldn't blame you at all if you just want to put him out there as a starter and see if he can be rookie of the year or something. But if I'm seeing any signs of struggling like the third time through the rotation, we know he didn't have a lot of innings last year. You can't send this dude for 200 innings. Like, no baseball team would do that. Why not reliever? At some point, start him for a month or so, you pair him back, you keep him under 100 innings, that way he could be available for the playoffs, and you might solve your closer situation, and all you have to do is deal with a guy like Dane Dunning or John Gray being your fifth starter.
Sure. I'm definitely open to it. I mean, Kamar's got the stuff. I can't wait to watch him when we go out there to surprise. He's probably number one on my list of Rangers I'm excited to see. CYO did indicate that the five bullpen spots, essentially, they're spoken for right now. Not surprising. They signed five big leaguers this offseason. Chris Martin, who's returning, Jacob Webb, Sean Armstrong, Hobie Milner, and then Robert Garcia, who's going to be joining Jared tonight for Hot Stove, starting at 7 o'clock. So looking forward to that. And then some of the other things of note, Dunning, veterans like Jesse Chavez, and then the just signed JT Chargois all seem like strong candidates to round out the back of the bullpen. So Dunning moving from that starting role to a bullpen pitcher is what it seems like is the plan here for the Rangers moving forward.
Doesn't Chargois sound like something you'd get in New Orleans at dinner?
Yeah,
Chargois.
Yeah, could you pair that with a nice Chargois?
Yeah,
Chargois. Maybe a wine.
That sounds delicious. So it absolutely does.
Oh, the 45 Chargois, dude.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
Last thing, did get a text from the 214 after I named those Japanese pitchers starting in the Tokyo series. Do you think that maybe the Japanese fan base would like to see somebody other than the Japanese pitchers they've probably already seen already?
No, I think it's an honor thing.
I think so, too.
I think it's showing up, hey, you're in the big league.
Like, this is pretty cool,
this
right?
This is very
like,
cool,
Yamamoto versus Imanaga, like, these are our guys. Yeah. I think they still play a full series, so they'll see some of those other guys. But for the opener, you honor them with the option and the opportunity to start.
You're getting a nice mix. You know, you get to see how your guys do against big league hitters back home. I mean, that's an amazing once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, I think, for some fans.
Probably comfortable pitching in front of that crowd.
Very
like
true.
That, you know?
They know well, the time difference won't hurt them as much.
Mm-mm. Okay, the story of the day, Cowboys edge Micah Parsons saying, quote, I don't want to sit back and watch other teams build and us stay the same. Nick Harris, Star Telegram, friend of the show, wrote an article about that. And that's really going to be my focus here around the Cowboys for the next month. Free agency is going to kick off here real soon. I think a number of contracts with the Cowboys are expiring on Monday. So Monday is really going to start the build up to it. But when free agency starts, are the Cowboys sitting out day one and day two?
I hope not.
And waiting for those, you know, third and fourth tier free agents to accept the number that they offer? Or are they going to get in this game and say, man, we're going to, you know, at least meet the Eagles halfway on their building strategy? Now might be the time for it. Now that the Eagles have won the Super Bowl, it would make sense for them to trim their long-term risk financially, get their house back in order, pay off all these voidable contracts that are coming up for them in the next couple of years, and then make another push towards it. But I'm serious. Like, the biggest threat in the division by the time Philadelphia is done breaking down this championship team might be Washington. And while they're good, and while they have cap money to spend, you competed very well with them this year. There's no excuse for, you know, I think continuing to manage this so conservatively in the light of all the evidence that we've seen in recent years that teams that make the big salary cap risk investment are the ones actually getting through. And it's time, Jerry. 3 decades. Not a coincidence. Your strategy failed, and it's time to adopt the strategies of your rivals. Chuck Wagon's coming up next. Zachary, where are you taking us?
Yeah, Livy Dunn. Does she know what classes she's taking? We got Dollar Beer Night, and congratulations to Duck. That's next.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Allo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Nation. Yeah, buddy, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on The Fan. Segments brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one's injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels and get a free consultation, 214 or 817-333-3333. Hit frankelfirm.com. Sands is coming up here with the Hot Stove Show coming up from 7 to 8. Then The Fan After Dark. Blake and Fred will rock at 8 to 11. Here's Wolchuk with his sports segment.
Thank you very much. We do have Mavs and Heat tonight. And, well, it looks like, I mean, if you thought last night was a ragtag group of soldiers just going out there and trying to get it done, tonight's going to be more so for the Mavs. Kyrie's not going to be playing tonight. He's got that right shoulder soreness. I mean, he did put the team on his back last night to get a dub.
Mm-hmm.
So not surprising. And Klay Thompson with a foot sprain also going to be out. So that's on top of not having Anthony Davis, Daniel Gafford, P.J. Washington, Caleb Martin, Derek Lively, and yeah, Dwight Powell, too, is also there. All out for your Dallas Mavericks. So, going to need a big-time Spencer Dinwiddie night, I suppose. Jaden Hardy, can we get a Hardy party going, maybe?
You know, it'll be interesting. Yes, Hardy is an option. Dinwiddie is an option. But did you notice last night that Jason Kidd went with Brandon Williams?
And Brandon Williams was good with 12 points last night. Maybe Brandon Williams steps up.
Yep.
Maybe Kessler gets
younger guy.
Going.
I haven't tracked his story. He's 25 years old, out of Arizona in his second season. I don't know much about him, but I thought, dude, on a team that needs a steadying hand with a little bit of firepower, maybe this is the guy. You're frustrated with Dinwiddie staring at the rim, dribbling it for 20 seconds. You're frustrated with Hardy and his turnovers and the inexperience there. So I'm excited to watch Williams again tonight.
Well, we get the Four Nations matchup, the United States on the ice against Finland. That's going to be starting at the top of the hour. You can check that out on ESPN. Now, you do have a Dallas star that is playing for Team USA. It is Jake Oettinger. He's going to be backing up Connor Hellebuck. So I don't think he's going to be playing tonight unless Hellebuck gets run. But you got Matthew and Brady Tkachuk. The fifth set of American brothers to play together in an NHL tournament. The others were former Dallas star Darian Hatcher and Kevin Hatcher. You want to go for the other ones?
Could I go, okay, for an American side, could I go with the Halls?
Not the Halls, no.
How about the Howls?
Not the Howls.
Okay, then I need to stop.
Aaron and Neil Broughton, Brian and Joe Mullen, and Kurt and Harvey Bennett in 1976 were the other ones.
Okay.
So not Gordie Howe and his brother and Brett and Bobby Hull.
Well, there's, yeah, that's
how. But that was father and son, I think.
Yeah, that was father and son, but there's some brothers. The Howls have brothers. Like,
there's other ones?
Yeah.
Jack Eichel, big player tonight for the American team. Need him to step up.
The 907 texting in, which is an Alaska area code. I think this might be the first text we've ever gotten from Alaska. Says Kyrie's taking a vacation tonight, signed Patrick Dumont. Which is pretty funny. And the 682 says, went with the younger guy to save Dinwiddie for today. That would be, interesting. Save his legs. I know back-to-backs are crushing Dinwiddie at this point in his career.
And a happy birthday to Nathan Eovaldi. We love you, and we hope you have a tremendous birthday. And let's get you back postseason Nasty Nate this year for your Texas Rangers. All right, Brian, I saw this, and I thought of you. As it's Livy Dunn, a fellow LSU Tiger.
Go Tigers.
Now, she's in her fifth year.
Her husband, right?
Not married.
Not married yet. Okay, her boyfriend is on the baseball.
Oh, Paul Skeens.
Yeah.
All right, perfect.
There you go.
So, yeah. So, Livy Dunn, a.k.a. Mrs. Paul Skeens, she decided to return to LSU for her fifth season of college gymnastics.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in a surprise that I don't think is for any of us, but it doesn't sound like academics is really a primary focus for her. She's 22, and she was at the Super Bowl last week with Paul, and she was asked on one of the red carpet events about her course load.
Hardest class in college currently is what?
Oh man, I take two classes and I'm taking both technology management.
That's interesting. So you only need two classes left, or why two classes?
To be eligible to compete.
So all you need is what? Is that six credits?
I'm just taking as many credits to be eligible until I finish competing, and I'll finish my master's.
Oh, that makes sense.
I'm in my master's.
Yeah. So how much longer do you have left? Will you have left of school?
You know what? Hopefully I get it done ASAP. Hopefully I get it done within a year.
Yeah.
That's
the goal. Why did you pick LSU? Of all the schools, you could have went to a lot of places, but why was it LSU?
I chose LSU because I love the Tiger fans. I love the atmosphere. I love the team camaraderie there, and the facilities are top-notch, and the amenities for the athletes.
That's cool. Obviously, you're a huge name right now, the celeb in college. What's it like for you to walk around? I'm sure kids come up to you, ask you for photos, and it's nice, but like, it's not the average, what most people consider the average college life. How is it for you, like, walking around, like, being a celebrity on campus?
No, I don't really consider myself a celebrity at all.
Yeah.
I do feel like I'm just a normal college kid that likes to post on social media. It's been fun. I think that with NIL, it's definitely changed the game for me, and it's been such a blessing in my life, but I definitely just consider myself an average college kid.
Yeah. What do you want to do long-term now, eventually?
I think long-term I would love to do something in sports. In the sports realm, I love gymnastics and sports in general and female athletics.
Who was the gymnast that inspired you? Like, that was her, like, was it? You really going?
Nastia Lukin. She inspired me. She's a mentor in my life now. I love how she goes about her business, and she's a winner, and I love it.
Lesson, the hardest part about being a girl that guys will never understand?
I think the hardest part... Oh, I feel like... The hardest part about being a girl, that's a loaded question.
Yeah.
Honestly. Yeah. Maybe. Yeah. Well, this is kind of niche. This is being a gymnast, wearing a leotard. That's very niche, and I think being a girl in gymnastics, I think wearing a leotard is difficult and confusing and uncomfortable. And I feel like most boys wouldn't understand that.
Love it. Good to see you, as always. Thanks so much.
You. Thank you.
Besides the wrestlers, of course.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
Ciglet. The male wrestlers. Ciglet, yeah. They get it. They get it. But yeah,
my girl calls it crotch rot.
Oh.
The little part down there, it gets all tangly and whisked up.
Crotch rot.
Yeah, I don't like that name at all. Okay. She's like, oh, I got crotch rot. I was like, well, don't say that.
They really yank it through there, though. They get a tight fit. It's quite an... I wouldn't be opposed to them putting on some shorts, you know, as a girl dad. Like, if you want to, I wouldn't hold it against you in your performance. Livy Dunn, by the way, a really good gymnast at the NCAA level.
So I was wondering, like, how good is Livy? Because I know she's definitely social media, TikTok famous, but is she, like, one of the best gymnasts at LSU?
Her team's
really good.
Well, she's an All-American in the uneven bars. Yeah.
Okay, so she's got a badass in an event.
She's got some teammates that are really good.
But the uneven bars, that's her specialty.
Yeah, yeah, that's where she pulls off like 9.9s. Yeah.
Okay, so she's crushing that.
Well, but she's part of a national championship team, but she's got some really good teammates.
It was. I mean, when she's trying to struggle with, like, okay, what are the classes you're taking? But it makes sense. She said, I specifically need 6 credit hours to be able to compete.
So she's already graduated from LSU.
She has. So now she's, like, technically, because she went back for her 5th year, she's, like, working towards her master's. Right. I don't know if she'll actually end up getting the master's, but she's doing what she has to do to be able to compete, and she's crushing it.
Mm-hmm.
So here we've got Creighton basketball, all right? Now, this is an incredible story because Creighton basketball last year took on UConn, and as they were leaving, Dan Hurley was yelling at a Creighton student, and you can see on the video, he said, quote, I will knock you out. Now, Dan Hurley is known to be a wild animal, so he's threatening to fight crowd members his last time at the arena. Well, once a year, the Creighton program does a dollar beer promotion. Now, they have chosen to do this for UConn's return. So as Dan Hurley and the UConn Huskies come on back to Creighton, they're doing dollar beer night, and they know exactly what they're doing here with this promotion, and it should just absolutely try and pull Dan Hurley off sides, which I don't think is too hard to do.
No,
I've seen a lot of videos of him this year. He is absolutely filled with all kinds of tension and testosterone. So we'll see how this goes.
If he wasn't so successful, I'd say he's unhinged and couldn't possibly be a winner. You know, but I love his act. I think it's highly entertaining. And, you know, he acts drunk, so you might as well have dollar beer night while he's there.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Oh, I do want to give love to Team Finland. You have Roope Hintz playing tonight. There is no Miro Heiskanen, unfortunately. And Granlund, one of their new traded pieces coming over from the San Jose Sharks. He'll be playing against Team USA. So Otter probably not on the ice tonight, unless maybe Hellebuyck gets run. But then you'll end up having a couple of stars on the other side for Team Finland. I know the 214 really, really wanted me to make sure I got that one in there because they love other people that are trying to be fans of the sport. But if they're not, they don't know everything about hockey. They just like bash you. You know, we got to be welcoming. We got to do a better job, Stars fans, about being more welcoming to everybody as we try and grow the sport.
I think so. I'm going to lead the charge on that.
I know you.
I'll be welcoming to you, Wolchuk.
Duck Hodges. You guys remember Duck Hodges?
We do.
Oh, absolutely.
Who is
Devlin.
His girlfriend?
In the 34th century.
Yeah, who is, he's got a really famous girlfriend, wife, something like that?
Now fiance, Lainey Wilson.
Okay.
Halftime performer.
There you go.
For the Cowboys on Thanksgiving.
Oh, that's right.
Boom.
There we go. We talked about her at halftime.
Yes,
game.
They just got engaged yesterday, so congratulations to them. And I didn't even know she was dating Canadian Football League star and former Pittsburgh Steeler Duck Hodges until I think it was probably right around Thanksgiving when we did the game, and she was on the pregame show with the amazing Christy Scales, and now we know that they're engaged. They announced pictures of the engagement yesterday, so shout out to future Mrs. Duck Hodges, Devlin Duck Hodges, Lainey Wilson. It's amazing.
I mean, Lainey Wilson has the strongest accent in musical history, right? She does that big old blonde smile while she's giving you the 10 out of 10 accent.
Oh, the accent's incredible.
I mean, yeah.
Like, a lot of people, that's not really her.
She's
accent.
Almost a caricature of
she
a country
is.
Musician.
It's an amazing accent. Big bummer. We're not going to get Steph Curry versus Sabrina Ionescu. That's not going to happen. They're not going to rematch during this All-Star weekend. They said, the NBA said we were not able to land on a plan we thought would raise the bar of last year's special moment. We all agreed not to proceed and will instead keep the focus on All-Star Sundays. New format.
Yeah, once Caitlin Clark turned him down, you know, they were going to do Caitlin plus Klay Thompson versus like Curry and Ionescu. I'm okay with that. I think they should bring him back. I want to watch that. You know, maybe it became obvious that she wasn't going to win against Curry, and you know, didn't make sense for her. But I think Caitlin Clark's getting so much big time money from these sponsorships
she
now.
Has.
She doesn't have to entertain anything that she's not 100% down with. Mm-hmm.
No.
What'd you think of her being sold as kind of like a sex symbol there on the Super Bowl ad? You know, she's there in her cutoff shirt and underwear showing and all that.
Oh, I didn't really.
You didn't see that?
I don't know if I saw that ad. I might have been like refilling the dip at that point. I missed this one.
Yeah, yeah.
She was out Caitlin
there.
Clark?
Yeah, Caitlin Clark out there. I don't know if it was Adidas or Under Armour or something like that. But I mean, they're trying to like dress her up a little bit, or I guess sex her up would be the appropriate phrase here.
Because I've seen the State Farm commercials.
State Farms are the ones I always see. She's in her uniform and she gets transported back to the game, right? Rookie mistakes.
Yeah,
is
yeah.
The thing she's doing?
Yeah. Interesting. Shout out to Pat White.
She looks like Mel Gibson in the face, right? Am I just, is this me?
Oh, no. I'm never going to be able to unsee this now. She looks like Mel Gibson in the face.
I think he's on to something.
Yikes. We love you, Caitlin. Yeah. Big supporter of Caitlin Clark here and Sabrina on SQ in women's basketball. Pat White set to join Rich Rod on his staff as the Mountaineers are reuniting their Glory Day pillars. Pat White, who was the quarterback for Rich Rod during an amazing run there with Steve Slayton, amongst others. You also had Tavon Austin as part of that great Mountaineer tradition. So now Pat White going back. I'm assuming he's going to be the quarterback's coach. I didn't get exactly what position he's going to have on the staff, but that's pretty cool. I mean, they crushed it, absolutely obliterating the Florida Gators there in the Sugar Bowl, and they also won a Fiesta Bowl before Rich Rod left to be the head coach of Michigan. That did not go well for Rich Rod, so hopefully it ends up going better the second go-around.
There's a couple blasts from the past.
I know, right?
Pat White, Rich Rodriguez.
Pat White, yeah. Rich Rodriguez, back there at WVU. And Adrian Peterson, his daughter, is a high school freshman. She is already dunking.
What?
Yes, her name is Ari. She's one of the top basketball players.
She's putting up big numbers, bro.
In the country, dude. She is a badass.
Yeah.
She's on the class of 2028. I'm sure everybody's going to be trying to get her services. I think Minnesota, Purdue, Maryland, OU, they've already been trying to get her. I'm sure Oklahoma is thinking, man, we got in here. Adrian, you played for us. Okay, we want to get your daughter. She's a 6'1" freshman guard. She's averaging over 13 points per game this season. She's got a high of 21. She can score from all over the floor, rebound, and then the dunking. I mean, the video of her dunking is freaking awesome. Incredible.
A gal dunking at 6'1"?
6'1" freshman, dude.
That is awesome.
She's amazing. She really, really is.
Yeah, I know. That's quite an athletic family. His little brother, I think, moved out of Sunnyvale down to Forney this year. He's quite an offensive backfield prospect. I think any one of those Petersons you can get on a sports team is probably a good idea, but this might be the best yet. 6'1 freshman?
6'1 freshman.
High school freshman gal dunking. That's pretty awesome.
Unbelievable.
Thank you, Wolchuk. Let's see what Jared Sandler is working on. The Hot Stove Show is coming up from 7 to 8, and we'll chat baseball with Sands coming up next year in the Nation. Thank you very much, Lucius. It is the GBAC Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. About 10 minutes left in the show, and Jared Sandler is going to join us here in just a couple of minutes, talk Rangers baseball and what he has planned for this evening's Hot Stove Show. 7 to 8 Rangers talk, then 8 to 11 The Fan after dark. I'm going to see if I can get him on board, or, you know, maybe a smart baseball guy like Sands, he's already thinking like me. You know, good baseball minds think alike, that maybe Kamar Rocker is the closer that you need, that could go out there and get you 40 saves.
Okay.
You know, put you on his back there in the ninth inning.
I'm interested to see how you do that.
Every day at 5:20, we go commercial free all the way to the top of the hour. It includes LA Live, and that expressway is brought to you by the On Time Experts. So thanks so much to them for their continued support of our commercial free drive home there from 5:20 to 6:00 every evening. Okay, Micah Parsons trying to put pressure on the Joneses, saying we can't stand Pat while other teams spend. If I ask you to put a number between 1 and 10, how likely is it that Jerry and Steven, who have dropped a few breadcrumbs, are fixing to say, you know what, that salary cap and free agent approach is broken. We need to try to buy us a championship, Daddy. What do you think? Well, I think this would be Dad convincing son, wouldn't it? We know how conservative Steven Jones is with the checkbook. Didn't want to bring in Deion Sanders in the prime of his career. 1 to 10, Brian, what do you say?
6.
Oh!
6.
That's higher than I thought. I thought he'd go 2 or 3. Well, no. Chuck, how about you?
Yeah, because I'm thinking 3.
Are you thinking 3?
Yeah, I'll believe it when I see it, man. I can't assume that they're going to be spending money on a darn thing until they actually do it.
I just,
we've got a long list of time here that they have
talked
not spent
about.
Any money.
They need to evaluate. They need to look at all things. I think that you look at how Philadelphia did it with their ability to draft and also sign free agents and make trades. You have to open that up. You have to open up that possibility. You have to trust your pro personnel department. And it's not about signing your own all the time. There's other players from other teams that are pretty damn good. I'm going to say this is going to be something they're actually going to do. I'm giving it a 6.
I'm wondering, you know, Jerry Jones going into his age 83 season. If I'm in good health right now, and only Jerry and his doctors know exactly the state of his health, sometimes you can play this thing into your mid to late 90s. Mm-hmm. You know, if you can afford the latest and greatest medical attention on a regular basis to give you updates, he could live to a hundo. He could pull a Jimmy Carter on you. I'm telling son, the moment doctor tells me there's the end. It's here on the calendar. We're going to push all in. Till then, maybe I'll let my son have his way.
Oh, you're going about a two or a three?
I think I'm about a two. I have a glimmer of hope.
I just think that you cannot look at how teams are operating around the league. And you love draft and develop, but you have to. You have to be able to add players to your roster.
They should have seen this for the last 5 to 10 years. They haven't.
Like I say, this year to me, this was the slap in the face. The fact that the Commanders that were awful last year, they just get a quarterback. You better find a way to do things differently, or you're going to be way behind.
Yeah.
The Giants will figure something out.
As soon as they get a quarterback, they'll jump in too.
And then you'll be the team that everybody's talking about is not any good.
I mean, you just did it last year. You saw the fan base take a big turn against you. The attendance in Oxnard was low.
Yeah.
The excitement from the fan base, and then you gave them a head coach that they couldn't get excited about. Are you really going to go through this cycle as well and give them nothing and, you know, hope they continue to turn out? I think you got to have at least a little bit of concern about that. Mav's story continues to evolve. Don't be surprised if there's some noisy protests tonight. I saw a writer with D Magazine giving tickets to 44 fans. This was right before the show. They distributed 44 tickets.
It was Ralph Strange's.
Ralph and this guy Alex,
yes.
I think, from D Magazine. Yeah, so they're trying to find fans that want to go to the arena tonight and let the organization know this ain't over. So I don't know what that looks like. I don't know if it's a disruption, but last night the fans were very tame, you know.
They were.
So I think the outraged portion of the fan base and their leaders have said, oh, no, we can't go this quietly into the night. Who wants to go tonight, maybe with the intent of getting thrown out or at least making some sort of a statement that the television cameras would be forced to cover? It is Mavs and Heat coming up at 7:30. Everybody's out pretty much. Kyrie is out and Clay is out. And
got it right
Washington
where we want him tonight,
out.
Man. Right where we want him.
Perfect. As Jared Sandler steps into the studio now, your Rangers insider, play-by-play man, pre- and post-game show host. And a good evening, Jared. It's good to see you again.
What's up, guys?
Hey, Jared.
Well,
hey,
I've been trying to talk with these guys about, you know, how you approach closer. And I was selling them on Kamar Rocker last hour. I couldn't get either of them to come along with me at all. Where are you in this idea?
Well, I want to know, Brian and Zach, what was your recommendation?
I was a no because I thought there might be some control issues.
Okay. But did you have someone that you nominated as your...
No. He just asked me.
So
I don't think the closer's on this team currently.
I've nominated John Gray.
You did? Okay.
Did.
Yeah. And then that's an interesting curveball.
I think it's really interesting for me if he goes and does this. Man, maybe Chris Martin just takes the job.
Yeah. I mean, he could. He's been so good in late inning situations, but not, you know,
not
he really
closer.
Hasn't. He just hasn't, for whatever reason, there aren't many guys who have had the amount of success that he's had in terms of experience in the eighth inning with as little closing opportunities he's had. And a lot of it's just a product of teams he's been on. He's played on teams with established closers. You know, the Rocker thing's interesting to me, Gavin. When he was drafted, there were people that are like, oh, yeah, he's a reliever. I don't see that, and I think last year was a huge step towards him long-term being a starter. My question is, how are the Rangers going to balance whatever their philosophies are with his innings limit?
Yeah.
Because you just don't have guys in their young 20s coming off of Tommy John barely having thrown 100 innings over the last 3 years combined, just unleashed and throwing 180 innings. And I think we all believe that he can be good, and if he's good, he's going to be on the major league roster. And if he's in the rotation, you can only do so much in controlling his innings, right? You can't just throw him 3-4 innings. It's going to tax the bullpen. And so I don't think that this is likely, but I do think it is a possibility that maybe Kamar Rocker starts the season in the rotation, does well. It's kind of a whack-a-mole for the closer's role, and midway through, they're like, hey, we're not going to let Kamar sprint through the finish line as a starter. Why don't we use him in this role? That'll be a way to keep him super effective, but control his innings.
Yeah.
I think that would be an interesting way of going about having Kamar Rocker be an effective contributor from start to finish.
How many innings would your regular team do in this situation? Not only for him, but for DeGrom.
Yeah. So I think DeGrom's a little bit interesting just because he's older and he has more recent experience of throwing more innings. I think with Rocker as a college kid, I mean, he threw a little over 100 innings his freshman year, and or excuse me, his junior year. But I think you're going to be a little more careful. This is part of the problem of the conversation. No one has any idea, right? Some people say 125% of their previous year's innings. Well, if that's the case, Kamar Rocker is going to be done by the end of May, yeah. Right? So I think that it's a little bit of a moving target. I'd be shocked, Gavin, if he threw more than 150 regular season innings. Now, getting to 150 means that you're largely healthy and you're largely effective. So yeah. It might sort itself out, but you have to be prepared for those types of scenarios.
And with John Gray, I mean, the confidence hasn't been his calling card, right? It's been a struggle as a starter. I couldn't imagine him closing 2 out of 3 nights with the last night not going well and him like showing up the next day chewing nails ready to go dominate a ninth inning situation.
Yeah, that to me is the key for any closer without closing experience. It's great until they blow a save. And then you want to know how that next opportunity is going to look, because yeah. it's a different beast for a reason. It's a lot tougher when you give up a lead in the eighth inning. You might go to sleep that night thinking, man, my inning cost us the game. It's a totally different feel than when the other team is dogpiling, you know, around home plate while you were on the mound, or you feel the energy sucked out of the building at home when you give up the lead in the top of the ninth, right? So yeah. I think that's a fair question.
What's coming up on the show tonight?
Well, if you guys look behind you, Laura Stickles is in the building.
Hey, Laura Stickles.
Yeah, the way. Oh, Brian, no, you're not going to wave?
Oh, all right.
The new Emily Jones. You know, huh? What, yeah. This is the new Emily Jones? Well,
the new Laura Stickles.
The
right?
New Laura yeah, Stickles,
she,
that's right.
She's yeah. The new field, dugout, sideline. What do you prefer? I've always said sideline
reporter. Okay. Field reporter.
All right, whatever. Okay. Yeah.
The field reporter.
Yeah. That's fair. All right. Well, she is the new reporter, so she's going to be hanging with us for the first couple segments. Robert Garcia, new Rangers reliever, hopefully a little healthier today than yesterday, is going to join us at 7:40.
What happened yesterday? Right on.
They're shutting him down for a few days.
Okay.
It's early.
All right.
We're okay. Nothing to worry
about. He's going
to
join us live from Surprise.
Live from later. Surprise. And nice. The show will be live from Surprise after this week.
I love it. Oh, you're heading out there already, Jared. I cannot freaking wait. Hey, thanks baby. To Lucius Alexander and the Pimp Cup at Master Control. Thanks to Woolchuck and Broadus. And, of course, Carter Freeman coordinating your video. Till tomorrow at 2, you're going home with the G-Bag Nation. At ease.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.